Welcome to the Friday, May 23rd episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 35th episode of the 24-25 school year, just about ready to wrap up another year here in the MSD of Wayne Township. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Amanda LeCane at the Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. Congratulations, Amanda. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's get to the good stuff. It's been another amazing week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Wednesday, we actually had several drivers who are going to be participating in this weekend's Indianapolis 500 visit Westlake Elementary, McClellan Elementary, and Maplewood Elementary. What a great opportunity for those students and for those schools. Good luck, by the way, to all of our drivers this weekend in the Indy 500. The Ninth Grade Center Evening of Excellence was also held on Wednesday. We were able to see, I think 194 is what Mr. Day told me, 194 of our students in the class of 2028 recognized for the excellence they've displayed during their ninth grade year as they get ready to enter Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School. And the Kindy 500s throughout the district, Kindy 500s for our kindergartners throughout the district with a special visit from four race car drivers at Westlake Elementary School. And our host breakfast this week, celebrating another successful year of hosts and wrapping up all of our opportunities for our volunteers to work with our third and fourth graders to help them to become better readers. Well, speaking of Ben Davis High School, today I have the privilege of speaking with somebody who is extraordinary, very special individual, tired of hearing this probably, but has definitely earned the valedictorian of the class of 2025. Binyame Samuel goes by Benny. Welcome, Benny.
Hey, Dr. Butts.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Do you have your speech done?
Kind.
Okay. All right. Still have a couple weeks yet. Yeah. A couple weeks, right? Will that be nerve-wracking to stand up in front of a class of a little over 1,000 students and probably, 7,000, 8,000 up in the bleachers looking down at you? So what's your theme?
It was like past accomplishments in education.
Okay.
I put some stuff in there that's really embarrassing.
So a few laughs, maybe?
Yeah, I think, definitely.
Okay, all right. Well, speaking of graduation, let's talk a little bit about that. We're going back to the football field this year, this first time since 2014, only the second time, I think, that we've ever graduated here on the football field. Are you excited to be on your campus at your high school instead of having to drive across town?
Yeah, definitely. I heard a lot of complaints about traveling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's nice to finish high school at the high school.
Yeah, no, you don't have to pay for parking, as many tickets as you want. It's going to be just we're going to pray for great weather. And if not, we're going to have it on Sunday. If that's not on Sunday, we'll have it on Monday, but we'll get it in.
Yeah. I think it houses more people too, right?
Yes.
Like more people,
Oh, yeah. We ran out of space at the Coliseum last year. They told us we had to start limiting tickets even more so, which just means that fewer people from families get to watch the graduation.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Benny, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, I know some of our staff know you. We'd had Wayne Walks also recently last week. That was kind of fun to get back into our elementary schools. I know I saw you walking through the Ed Center as part of Wayne Walks. Tell us about your schooling. Where'd you go to elementary? Where'd you go to middle school?
So I've actually been in Wayne Township since like preschool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And then I went to Chapelwood for kindergarten, first and second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Horizons, I got to Roby for the rest of my elementary years. Then Chapel Hill and then BD, Ninth Grade Center, then BD.
Yeah. Wow. So started at Chapelwood, went to Roby. Was that kind of hard to make that switch when you were in elementary?
Yeah, I had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But I met them back in Chapel Hill, and now we're friends again.
Sure. So when did you, I guess, question, did you decide early on that you wanted to be the valedictorian of your class?
No. So basically, I think it was freshman year. I was ranked 10th.
Okay.
I didn't expect that at all. And then, I don't know. Next year, I was fourth, and then that's when I really decided, I could go for number one.
So what things did you have to do what did you have to focus in on and be intentional about to go from 10th to 4th to 1st? There's some things that you had to be really intentional about doing. What were those so that you could be valedictorian of your class?
So I just – because I never, I don't want to sound arrogant, easy classes. I wanted to challenge myself.
And then
I learned that weighted courses, they'd be – weighted more towards GPA, so I just stacked up on a bunch of APs. But I left room for my interests, of course, because I didn't want to be like that then one thing led to another.
Yeah. You did some summer school.
Oh, yeah.
You did some online classes as well to try to get some additional coursework in.
Yeah.
Right? You mentioned do things that you like. What do you like to do? What are those things that really interest you?
So I think, yeah, up until recently, I've like despised running. But
me too.
Yeah. junior year, I joined the cross country team. I just wanted to add something to my resume at first because I was like really into college and getting into the best universities in the world, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So person who hates running goes out for cross country, which is all about running.
Yeah. Right? I actually broke my leg in ninth grade from running.
Like, oh, wow.
It just snapped. I didn't even hit anything or anything. But yeah, that first month of running was like the worst month of my life. But
so they talk about a runner's high. Did you eventually get that runner's high?
Yeah. I think at the end of my cross country season, I was motivated. Then I kept doing track. And then I even got like most improved because, I mean, I just ran every day.
Wow.
I never tried that hard in anything in my life.
Yeah. Track season's going on now.
Yeah.
Are you in track this year?
Oh, yeah, I was in track, but I got cut.
Okay.
Because I'm not like crazy good, but yeah.
Do you still like to run just on your own?
I think I'm still on a break, but yeah, I think I'm going to be running on my own in
college. Okay. So you mentioned going to the best colleges. Tell us where you're going.
I'm going to Indiana University Bloomington.
Okay.
I realized, right, like, I don't think the college you go to matter. I mean, I know it matters to an extent, but I don't know how to word it.
It's what you do while you're there, right? Yeah. It's the degree that you get. It's the accomplishments that you have while you're at the university. What are you going to be studying at IU?
Finance and accounting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So finance and accounting. And what's your aspiration? What do you see yourself doing when you graduate?
I remember talking about this at the luncheon. I remember picking these because I like math and the other part. I like getting rich.
Money's good. Yeah. Money's good.
I think I quite literally just searched up highest paying finance jobs.
Okay.
And I found, I guess, probably a CFO or an investment banker, but honestly, anything that's going to give me money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, and it's, you know, the obviously knowing how the economy works, knowing how to work through finances, knowing how to manage money, not only for yourself, but also potentially for either a business or other clients. That's really important. We try to talk about that. And I know our General Assembly, our legislators talk about it a lot because students sometimes graduate from school without even knowing how to do their own personal finances.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, that's a really important thing, especially once we get into life and we're talking about mortgages and families and, you know, all of those kinds of things that happen. Speaking of which, tell us about your family.
I have a mom and my little brother, Yubeku, who also goes to Ben Davis.
Okay. What year?
He's a sophomore.
Sophomore. All right. You're leaving big shoes for him to fill.
That's
quite an example you're setting.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my only family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your mom and your brother. Mm-hmm. Did your brother also go through, he's been in Wayne Township his whole life as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. So tell us about other things that you've been involved in here at Ben Davis. So we talked about cross country. We talked about track. What else kind of, what else has rounded you out well that has helped to provide you with a great high school experience?
All right, so there were some academic clubs, of course. Spell Bowl.
Okay.
I think it was my first club at Ben Davis. Sophomore year, junior year is when I did it. Basically, you just go to different schools. There's like a list of like 2,000, 2,500 words you have to memorize, and then they'll call out random ones. So you have to spell them right.
Yeah.
And then
are you a good speller?
Yeah, I was a good speller.
I'm not a good speller.
Yeah.
Spell check's my friend.
Yeah, there'd be like three words that have the same pronunciation, so you'd have to know the different definitions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. But then junior year Spell Bowl, it was rough because I joined cross junior year. And then that with all my classes. I mean, I still did good in junior year, but then I ended up dropping it in senior year because it was just all too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then Business Professionals of America.
Yep.
Just business competitions. I did accounting, obviously, because I'm going to major in it.
Right.
And
I just recognized you last week at the board meeting for that.
Yeah, I placed first in state and then 10th in the nation. So
amazing. Amazing. Was that a good experience?
Oh, yeah. This year was Orlando. Last year was Chicago. And okay. It was really fun, yeah.
Orlando's better than Chicago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. My favorite fast food place is McDonald's, and the world's largest McDonald's was actually there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that fact.
There's an arcade, and it's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They have, like, cake omelets.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why McDonald's?
I don't know. I've just always, I don't know.
And is there a special particular menu item that you like?
Oh, yeah. I always order double cheeseburger, plain.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets, french fries.
Wow.
Ever since I've 3 years old, honestly.
It's been a long time since I've been to McDonald's, but I'm a Big Mac guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Big Macs. Matter of fact, there was a song. It was a two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard of that.
Look it up on YouTube. It's an old commercial for McDonald's. Benny, when you think about your high school experience, not everybody has great high school experiences, but what's your fondest memory? What will you remember when you're down at IU and you're studying about high school at Ben Davis?
I'm just going to make this brief about cross country because I've already talked about so much, but because I was horrible my first year and my second year when I broke 20 minutes in the 5K, that was really special for me.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Then in the classroom, my fondest memory, I just loved having classes with my friends. Like sometimes I'd have like all of my friends in one class, and those were the best.
Who did you pick for your top 30 teachers?
Miss Schultz, Jennifer Schultz.
Yep. My BPA advisor.
Yeah.
Yep. And accounting.
Yeah, I've had her 3 years.
Yeah, what about elementary?
Elementary, I chose Mr. Stroud from Roby.
Yeah.
I think he's Decatur now.
Wow. Yeah, those are good. And I know how much the teachers really appreciate being recognized. And, of course, being valedictorian, you got first choice.
First choice.
All right, so our time's running short. What do you plan to do this summer? So you're going to have a little bit of time between June the 7th, when we graduate, and when you go to school in probably August, I would suspect, at IU. What are you going to be doing over the summer?
Well, I have my grad party to look forward to,
Yes,
it's a little late because the people coming to my graduation are from my church, and it's like after the fast, so they can eat whatever they want.
Awesome.
I don't think vacation because my mom's spending a lot of time on this graduation party.
Yeah.
So I'll probably just chill.
Any jobs? Any?
I've never had a job.
Okay.
Maybe an internship. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I haven't prepared.
You're going to get ready for college.
Yeah.
Get your mindset ready and just enjoy your summer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the most is graduating high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to share about graduation with our listeners? Again, most of them are staff members here in Wayne Township. Anything that sticks out to you as you think about graduation coming up?
What is it? I've never really been fond of class rank. Like, being valedictorian, like, I get it. But I think anybody could have done it if they wanted it as badly as I did. I just plugged in a bunch of classes.
And you're valedictorian by, like, 0.03%.
Oh, yeah, I was really close. I beat him by an online class.
Yeah. And I know I've asked you this multiple times. Tell us again, your GPA is a 5.19. 5.19 on a 4-point scale. That's amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, my guest, very special individual with us here, soon-to-be Ben Davis alumnus and current 2025 valedictorian for the class here at Ben Davis High School, Benyame Samuel. Benny, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Butts.
Well, coming up Monday, May 26th, it is Memorial Day. We do not have school, but we hope you can join us for the Giant 5K Memorial Day Run and Walk. It is to support the Ben Davis High School Junior ROTC. Information is available in today's Parent Square message if you'd like to sign up for that event. Next Wednesday, May 28th at 10:30 a.m., we will be dedicating our new Wayne Township Transportation Center. It's located just off of High School Road behind the Wayne Township Fire Headquarters on the campus of ESC. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.